وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ قُلْ هُوَ أَذًى فَاعْتَزِلُوا النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيضِ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَ فَأْتُوهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ.
And they ask thee concerning menstruation. Say, it is a harmful thing. So keep away from women during menstruation, and go not in unto them until they are clean. But when they have cleansed themselves, go in unto them as Allah has commanded you. Allah loves those who turn to Him, and loves those who keep themselves clean. Footnote 268. After laying down, in brief, the law about intermarriages, reference to marital relations and conjugal obligations became necessary. Footnote 269. The command implied in the words, "And seek what Allah has ordained for you," Chapter 2, verse 188, is that coitus with one's wife should be in a manner conducive to procreation.
Verse 224.
نساؤكم حرث لكم فأتوا حرثكم أنا شئتم وقدموا لأنفسكم واتقوا الله واعلموا أنكم ملاقوه وبشر المؤمنين.
Your wives are a sort of tilth for you. So approach your tilth when and as you like, and send ahead some good for yourselves, and fear Allah, and know that you shall meet Him, and bear good tidings to those who believe. Footnote 270. See footnote 244. Footnote 271. Anna means number one, how, number two, when, and number three, where. Akrab. Footnote 272. This verse constitutes an eloquent testimony to the inimitably pure and dignified language of the Quran. An extremely delicate subject has been dealt with in a most decent and discreet manner, and the whole philosophy of marriage and conjugal relations has been given in one brief sentence, i.e., your wives are a sort of tilth for you. A woman is indeed like a tilth in which the seed of progeny is sown. A wise husbandman selects the best soil, prepares the best tilth, secures the best seed, and chooses the best time and manner of sowing it. So should a believer do. For on the harvest which he is to reap in the form of children depends not only his own, but also his community's entire future. It is to this supreme fact that the words so pointedly refer. Thus, the likening of woman to tilth throws a flood of light on the morality of eugenics and sex.
Verse 225.
ولا تجعلوا الله عرضة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس والله سميع عليم.
And make not Allah a target for your oaths, that you may thereby abstain from doing good and acting righteously, and making peace between men. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Footnote 273. The word urdha, meaning a butt or an obstacle. It is indeed an act of blasphemy that one should use the name of Allah, who is the fountainhead of all goodness, to abstain from doing good deeds. Again, it is a gross violation of the sanctity of Allah's name that it should be used as a butt or target for profane or purposeless oaths. This and the following verse serve as a sort of introduction to chapter 2, verse 227, in which the subject of swearing to keep away from one's wife has been pointedly stated.
Verse 226.
لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم والله غفور حليم.
Allah will not call you to account for such of your oaths as are vain, but He will call you to account for what your hearts have earned. And Allah is most forgiving, forbearing. Footnote 274. Taking an oath is a serious matter, but some men are in the habit of swearing without meaning anything. Such oaths as are taken thoughtlessly, or as a matter of habit, or those taken in a sudden fit of anger, do not call for expiation.
Verse 227.
للذين يؤلون من نسائهم تربص أربعة أشهر فإن فاءوا فإن الله غفور رحيم.
For those who vow abstinence from their wives, the maximum period of waiting is 4 months. Then, if they go back to their normal relationship, surely Allah is most forgiving, merciful. Footnote 275. After the two introductory and intervening verses in which the subject of taking oaths has been dealt with, the Quran now reverts to the original subject of conjugal relations. The verse speaks of those men who vow abstinence from their wives without actually divorcing them. It is interesting to note that while approaching the subject of divorce, the Quran first speaks of menstruation, chapter 2, verse 223, which is a sort of temporary and partial, though unreal, separation. Then, as in the present verse, it speaks of real, though indefinite, separation. And then, in the succeeding verses, it speaks of real, though revocable, divorce. And finally, chapter 2, verse 231, it speaks of irrevocable divorce. A really wonderful order designed to put as many obstacles as possible in the way of divorce, which Islam recognizes and retains as a sort of necessary evil. Islam allows 4 months at the most to a person who swears not to approach his wife. During this period, he must either get reconciled to his wife and restore conjugal relations, or separation will be effected between the two. Islam would in no case permit indefinite separation without divorce, leaving the woman suspended, as it were. Ilah signifies an oath of separation, according to which a woman in the days of ignorance would remain in a suspended state. She could neither marry another person nor could have conjugal relations with her husband.
Verse 228.
وَإِنْ عَزَمُوا الطَّلَاقَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
And if they decide upon divorce, then surely Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. Footnote 276. With this verse begins the discussion of the Islamic law of divorce. According to this law, the husband possesses the right to divorce his wife when legitimate necessity arises. But the right is to be exercised only on very rare occasions and in exceptional circumstances.
Verse
229. ولا يحل لهن أن يكتمن ما خلق الله في أرحامهن ولا يحل لهن أن يكتمن ما خلق الله في أرحامهن إن كن يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر وَبُعُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلِلرِّجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ دَرَجَةٌ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And the divorced women shall wait concerning themselves for three courses. And it is not lawful for them that they conceal what Allah has created in their wombs, if they believe in Allah and the last day. And their husbands have the greater right to take them back during that period, provided they desire reconciliation. And they, the women, have rights similar to those of men over them in equity. But men have a degree of advantage above them. And Allah is mighty and wise. Footnote 277. Quru is plural of qur or qar, which means a time, menstruation, period, or state of purity preceding and following a menstrual discharge, i.e. the whole month, the time, or state when a woman leaves her state of purity and enters that of menstruation. Muhit and Mufradat. Abu Bakr and Umar, among the companions of the Holy Prophet, and Abu Hanifa and Ahmad bin Hanbal, among the Imams of jurisprudence, held the view that qur means menstruation and not the period of purity. On the contrary, Aisha and Ibn Umar among the companions and Malik and Shafi among the Imams of jurisprudence held the opposite view, muhit. Opinions being so balanced, it is open to a Muslim to take either of the two views, but a collective survey of relevant arguments which need not be stated here, leads one to the conclusion that of the two, the first mentioned view seems to be more akin to reason. If, however, one would like to be on the safe side, it is open to him to take the word qur to signify the period of menstruation and purity taken together, i.e. the whole month. Footnote 278. In view of the fact that divorce is the most hateful of all lawful things in the sight of God, Dawud, it has been hedged round by many checks and limitations. A husband can divorce his wife only when she is clean, i.e. in a state of purity, and he has had no sexual knowledge of her in her period of purity. B. After the pronouncement of divorce, the wife must wait for three menstruations, i.e. about 3 months, which period is called iddat, or the period of waiting. This is because this period gives the husband sufficient time to consider all the implications of his action and to allow his love for her, if there is yet a dormant spark lying smouldering somewhere, to reassert itself. C. A divorced woman, if pregnant, must not conceal this fact from her husband, for the expected birth of a child is calculated to go a long way in bringing about reconciliation between the couple. D. For complete and irrevocable separation, there should be three divorces. After the pronouncement of the first as well as the second divorce and before the expiry of the period of waiting, the husband enjoys the privilege of taking his wife back if he so desires. Even after the period of waiting is over, the couple can become reunited in the case of the first and second divorce by renewing the marriage tie. Footnote 279. As far as personal rights are concerned, the husband and the wife stand on a par. But as pointed out in chapter 4, verse 35, men have a supervisory authority on account of the physical advantage they possess and the financial responsibility that they carry for providing for the household.